سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Chapter, we are busy with chapter 56, and that is Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, we did the first three verses, Alhamdulillah, yesterday. Just to recap, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة, when the imminent event will occur. This means Qiyamah. ليس لوقعتها كاذبة. There will be no one to deny its occurrence. خافضة الرافعة. It will be abasing some and exalting others. And here we have mentioned to you Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's statement that the high and mighty will be laid low, and the despised and downtrodden will be exalted. The poor become rich, and the rich become poor. This is provided, of course, you know the categories that you get. The categories, you get a person, he's got money, and he's pious. He's got wealth, he's granted wealth, and he's pious also. So he's doing a lot of work for the akhirah. Then you get a category who doesn't have money, but they are also pious. They don't have much, but they are still pious. They are still dedicated to worshipping Allah. Another category, and this is the opposite side, they are rich and they are not pious. They are rich, but they're not pious. And the fourth category is the worst category. This category here is they don't have money and still they are also negligent in terms of fulfilling the orders of Allah. They don't have money and still now you are in that desperation and still you don't turn to Allah. When a rich person, Allah takes away his wealth and then he becomes pious, and that he says that whole process was a process of realization, a process of recognizing Allah. It was a purification process. I started to recognize Allah. So that process was good for you. That process was beneficial for you. You lost your dunyawi losses you experience, but in terms of akhirah, and we saw this in front of our eyes, so many people like this. They said, you know what, we're getting in places where we were from. I don't want to say where and this and that, but kidnapped or attempted so many robberies. Eventually they said, you know what, we can't live like this anymore. This is not life, man. How many times are we? They came in the house. They put their families on the floor. Daughters. And you just wonder, is this wealth then something so? Should I pursue it to such an extent now? Or do I just draw the limits and say enough is enough? There are people like that. It just put them off wealth. So that, if it drew you closer to Allah, it's beneficial for you. And that's what Allah wants. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ To bring you to that point of humility. And you turn to Allah in need. So we gave you the different categories. The poor become rich and the rich become poor. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة الرافعة. Moving to the fourth verse today. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا. When the earth will be jolted with a quake. You know, you get سورة الزلزلة. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها فقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. When the earth will shake. In this verse, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verse number 4, إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا. When the earth will be jolted with a quake. إِذَا, when. رُجَّت will be shaken, jolted. الْأَرْضُ, earth. رَجَّا, with a quake.
وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا.
Verse number 5. And the mountains will be crumbling with a thorough crumbling. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا. That bassa is brought because for emphasis. And the mountains will be crumbled with a thorough crumbling.
وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً
until they become dust scattered in the air. Verse 4, let's just rewind a little bit.
إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّا.
When the earth will be jolted with a quake.
وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا.
الجبال is the mountains. جَبَلٌ singular, plural, جِبَال. بُسَّت, it will be crumbling.
وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّا.
And the mountains will be crumbled with a thorough crumbling. Not just a crumbling, a thorough crumbling.
فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّا.
Until they become dust scattered in the air. They will tell you all of this fabricated, their own plots and plans. 9-11, today is 9-11, so we say, rewind the clock, and then you'll see what had happened, how those buildings collapsed, and now they say, due to all those, the air was polluted, and so many people are still suffering till today. So then we say, why did you do it? Why did you plan it? And you blame the Muslims for it. On that day, there's no running away. Mountains are going to be collapsing. Allah is saying,
فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثًا.
هَبَاءً, this is dust particles. مُنْبَثًا, it means to disperse. So until they become dust, scattered in the air, you'll just see all of this strange situation. Everyone just, if you recall and you go back, that day we remember it. I came home, and as a small child, not even baligh as yet, matured as yet, I remember my father, he's just, it was a dark day for the world, they say. But they planned it. The news was just reporting one thing and one thing only. The collapse of the World Trade Center. Everyone was, but this is two buildings in one place. They plotted it. That's there. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when prior to this, prior to the day of Qiyamah, because all of this is going to take place, the actual day, this all, the final moment, the last scenes before everyone is going to be held accountable. The earth, which said it's going to be jolted with a quake, and the mountains will be crumbling. Everything,
they become dust and scattered in the air. Allah then says in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verse number 7, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً, and you will be divided into three categories. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً, you'll be divided into three categories. One point we forgot to mention is Surah Al-Waqi'ah, we know it is chapter 56 of the Quran Sharif. So this we must know, so that, why do we need to know it? So that when we're looking through the Quran Sharif, you don't have to page so much and, you know, search. You know, you're looking for a specific surah now, a specific number. Easy to find then. So chapter 56 is Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Right? Someone sent a nice post the other day. It shows you exactly when you open the Quran Sharif, the surah, exactly what's what. It tells you the amount of rukus. You know, when you open Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and on the sides there you'll find these numbers and words. Now to the normal person, he can't read Arabic also, what does he know? So on the one side it's telling you the amount of rukus. The other side it's telling you, it tells you the surah number. The one side also, it's telling you that when, in terms of revelation, what number surah was this, in terms of revelation. It also gives you information with regards to, so we said to you the rukus, we said to you the number of revelation, the number surah, all of this is mentioned there, the number of verses in the surah as well. Right? So when you're looking for a surah, you just know now chapters. When you say chapter, we mean surah 56. Surah 56. You see this juz, what we say juz, paras. This came afterwards. This was recently. They put it into, to make it easy, they put it into juz. In fact, no. If you go back to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's time, it was also in this particular method, 30 juz. So that when you are performing for the month of Ramadan, also it becomes easier for you. It becomes easier for you. If you see then, just to point this out to you, that if you want reference for what I said now, you can find it in Introduction to the Quran Sharif, and that was by Mufti Afzal Hussein Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Afzal Ilyas Hussein Rahmatullah Ali, he has one kitab, he's translated or he's written himself, but Introduction to the Quran Sharif, it's got all these facts there. Now, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, you said chapter 56. When we did Surah Yasin, you know, chapter 36. We did Surah Tabarak, you know, that was chapter 67. Surah Al-Sajda, chapter 32. So when you're searching, browsing every night, you don't have to now, although in this contentment of the hearts, you will find all these surahs there, the selected surahs, what you need to read. Our elders, our seniors, I'm not speaking about in terms of scholars, I'm just saying elderly in age, our grandparents, they were parbund, they were dedicated to reciting. They wouldn't allow a night to pass without their wazifas, what they would say, wazifas. We say wadaif, that's your daily routine, your program basically, and what you read at night, this, that. Always after Maghrib, we used to see her, my granny, reading this. Don't know what's the virtues, don't know, but we have to read it, that's it. We've got conviction in it. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. You see, they have that iman in the unseen. Of course, knowing it is going to add value to it, but I'm saying in terms of practice, we know all this, we know the benefits of it. Surah Al-Waqi'ah, yesterday we said, we gave you the whole incident with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu. And he is on his deathbed. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is saying, can we call a doctor for you? can we get some money, some allowance from Baitul Mal for you to assist you for your children, your daughters, you're leaving behind daughters, we can send some money for them. Sayyidina Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu says, no, I've instructed them, you recite Suratul Waqi'ah, you'll never ever suffer from poverty. Ibn Kathir rahimullah has mentioned this. So, coming to this verse, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا, and you'll be divided into three categories. Three categories. We are going to discuss which three categories are this tomorrow, inshallah, because if we're going to start this now, we are not going to finish it. But in the nutshell, as a summary, the three categories, one group will be on the right side of Allah's throne. And they are those who were brought forth from the right side of the loin of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. You know, you speak of general ledger. We did in accounting in school, general ledger. These people will be given their ledgers of deeds in their right hands and will be taken to the right side of the divine throne. They are the inmates of paradise. They are the guests of paradise. Who is the host? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first category. Ashabul Maymana. The second category comprises those who will be placed to the left of Allah's throne. They were those who were brought forth from the left side of the loin of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. This category, they will be given their ledgers of deeds in their left hands, and they will be taken to the left side of the divine throne. They are the inhabitants of the fire. See the importance in your own body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not ponder? Do you not take lesson? See within your own body. Do you not see? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You've got the right side and you've got the left side. How much of difficulty to know that you wash with your left hand and you have to now, in certain circumstances where you are forced or there's you hurt your right hand or something, you have to eat with your left hand. How difficult it becomes. I can't, it's very, you know, because you are people, we are people of the right. Even in your own body, the right and the left. So the right side, when you enter the masjid, right foot. Exiting, left foot. You enter the place of relieving yourself, you enter with your left foot first. This is a place of shayateen. Khabith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. So you enter with your left foot, exiting with the right foot. See? All of this in place. So the left side of Allah's throne are the category of those who will be given their ledgers of deeds in their left hands, and they will be taken to the left side of the throne. They are the inhabitants of the fire. Now who's the third category? They are As-sabiqoon. They are described as Al-Muqarrabun, the fortunate believers who are granted special nearness, the VIPs, like you say. They will be placed in front of the divine throne. This category will include messengers, Anbiya alayhi salam, Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Awliyaullah. This is those people, the Muqarrabun. So these are the three categories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the Al-Muqarrabun. For that we have to make effort, inshallah.